August 9. Reflect rays of light to others. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Hebrews 10:24. The Christian pilgrim is not left to walk in darkness. Jesus leads the way. Those who follow him walk in the sunshine of his presence. The path the pilgrim treads is clear and well defined. Christ's righteousness goes before him, the righteousness that makes possible the good works, characterizing the life of every true Christian. God is his rearward. He walks in the light as Christ is in the light. As he travels onward in the Christian journey, he combines faith with earnest endeavor to win others to accompany him. Constantly receiving the light of Christ's presence, constantly he reflects this light to others in words of encouragement and deeds of self-denial. He bears the sign of obedience to God's law, which distinguishes him from those who are not following the pathway that leads to eternal life. He who walks in the light heeds the apostle's admonition to provoke his fellow pilgrims to love and good works. Those who have a careful regard for one another's needs, those who speak words of kindly sympathy, those who give thoughtful assistance to others to help them in their work, encourage not only their fellow men, but themselves as well, because they thus become laborers together with God. Let us make straight paths, lest the lame be turned out of the way. Let no one follow a crooked path that someone else has made, for thus he would not only go astray himself, but would make this crooked path plainer for someone else to follow. Determine that as for yourself, you will walk in the path of obedience. Know for a certainty that you are standing under the broad shield of omnipotence. Realize that the characteristics of Jehovah must be revealed in your life, and that in you must be accomplished a work that will mold your character after the divine similitude. Yield yourself to the guidance of him who is head over all. Talk light. Walk in the light. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Study not how to please self. Lose sight of self and behold the multitudes perishing in their sins. Gather to your souls the courage that can come only from the light of the world. Forgetting self, help the many who are within reach around you. Talk faith, and your faith will increase. Walk so that your life will reflect rays of light to others. Confide in the love of Jesus, and you will have grace to save perishing souls. Your path will be as the path of the just, a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Signs of the Times, June 3, 1903.